GNR, Doug and Joe show on a Tuesday. Coming up, another exciting round of Food Fight.
Yeah.
Where you fight your way through best out of five questions, food-related questions. Hopefully you can do this, and you can join us next Tuesday out at the California State Fair. We'll do that here shortly. I've talked about it, I think, a few times, and I think that you've disagreed. But do you remember the conversation when I told you, in about 10 years, tackle football, NFL, high school, college, little kids, it'll all be gone.
Yes, because of the, and I believe this all started back when the concussion, and I forget the name that actually comes from that, the disease or the illness that the players get. But that's kind of why or what led you to believe this, correct?
Yeah, yeah. All the different players are getting concussed. It's causing all this different disease and all this trauma. And I told you, I said, man, if they keep going like this and they keep changing the NFL rules, it's going to go away. Yeah, high schools, they've gotten rid of their organizations. Everybody's worried about these people getting hit and getting hurt because it lasts life and longer.
CTE is the concussion thing.
Oh, yeah, CTE. CTE. So now, a little bit of truth to what Dog was saying.
What? Come
and
on.
There are former NFL stars on board for this. Here it comes.
To get rid of football.
Are you ready for the AFF? American Flag Football.
Are you serious?
Yes. And people are saying that this could be the next big thing. The inaugural game took place last June here in San Jose, California. And they say it's only grown and grown and grown. And there's going to be 128 teams for one spot into the finals. The final team is going to walk away with $1 million.
Good Lord.
Tournament began in March. Semifinals took place Saturday, and the tournament will culminate with the championship Thursday in Houston. And it says here, the AFL, or AFFL, is 7-on-7 football with flags. No tackling, no kicking, just throwing, just running. The field is divided into four 25-yard sections.
Okay.
Touchdowns less than 50 yards are worth 6 points. Scores for more than 50 yards are worth 7 points. Extra points can be worth 1, 2, or 3 points, depending on the distance. Each half is 30 minutes. So you got to think about this now, because this is fast-paced. With a running clock, except for the final 2 minutes for the second half. And what they say is because it's fast, because it's simple, everybody loves this stuff. And it's on now, the NFL Network. And what they have 11 games on the NFL Network that they've already shown this year.
Really?
And I haven't seen them.
Me neither. I haven't even heard about it.
But they've got people out there now that want to do this. Let's go through some of the names. Who do you think is going to sign up for this?
So when you think about the AFF, if it's going to be...
AFFL.
AFFL. And mm-hmm. You think it's going to be with a prize tag like that at the end of it, I'm guessing the McCarrans. Or whatever that kid's name was, the AJ kid that didn't make it, the Tim Tebow's, the Kaepernick, folks like that, people that are still good enough to play but aren't really in the NFL, maybe?
Okay.
Retired people, possibly?
There are names up and down. The four professional rosters of former NFL players who drew a crowd. And the hope is they'll continue to do that.
Oh,
now I'm going to read the names.
Because they're not getting hurt. All they're basically doing is running and catching and throwing
playing.
And playing. Uh-huh. And I guess you could do that pretty much at any age.
Michael Vick, Fred Jackson, Terrell Owens, Ocho Cinco.
Oh, there he is.
Justin Forsett, Seneca Wallace, track stars. See, this is where it gets fun now. Track stars, Clayton Peros, Jaren Solomon, Jeremy Wenner. Werner, however you pronounce his name, NBA stars, Nate Robinson, Carlos Boozer, Matt Barnes, even a couple of professional lacrosse players who I'm not familiar with, they're getting involved in this, and everybody can play it because all you're doing is you're running, and you're catching, and you're trying to out-juke.
Yeah.
And they say that this is going to be a pretty damn big deal, and it's going to show more athleticism and give the fans a faster-paced game. What they're stuck with now is trying to monetize it and blow it up so people like us or people that watch, you know, football know about it and they can get the attendance out there. But they say they think that this is the next big thing. And they say not only is it a faster-paced game, and they think people will evolve knowing that the players aren't bruised and battered. They say enough, because, okay, your favorite player, he hits hard, but if he gets hit so hard that he's paralyzed and he can't play, what good does that do?
And your favorite players, a lot of times, are out 2 or 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
They don't play for 3 or 4 games.
Yeah,
and
then, you know, your favorite quarterback, he gets hit week one, he's gone for 6-8. So what they're saying is once people move from that old caveman theory that you have to hit hard, it's going to really be some good football.
I wonder if that's true.
And they think that they can get some money behind this, and they think it's going to be a big thing. And it might be, it might not, but it could be.
There is something to be said for having some place for people that still can't do it in the NFL or got just a bit too old or a bit too banged up to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think anyone's ever really thought about doing that before because they come out and they have to find their own way. There's a show on right now that's getting ready to start on one of the cable channels called NFL. It's called Michigan going to the NFL from Michigan State. And they call it NFL stands for Not For Long for these guys and young kids that are playing in the NFL.
See, so with all the media and all the shows, they're really beating up the NFL.
Yeah, and they're trying to tell them, hey, get yourself a game plan. Figure out what you're going to do because you're only going to be in this for a couple of years. So I think if football doesn't go away, this might be something nice for people at the end of the NFL.
If you were to ask people right now, I mean, we're not going to do it. We could. But if we asked all the River Rockers to call and say, hey, Roger Goodell, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate him? I guarantee that's going to be up in the 80 percentile. Yeah. People are tired of the NFL. They're tired of him being a hitman and a mafioso guy. They're tired of all this crap that goes on with the NFL. And this is the opposite. It's going to be a cleaned up sport, and you're not going to get hit. And here's the thing that's cool about this, too. When the players are done, they kind of mingle with the crowd. You know, the crowds are small, and they do more photo sessions, and they hang out a little bit. It's more intimate. So they're hoping to get more TV time, and they're hoping that they can get a big sponsor. And then once they get a big sponsor, then what they're going to do is go out stadium to stadium and hopefully sell tickets.
Well, here's the thing I worry about with some of the names that you mentioned, even though I love Ocho Cinco. I do. I think he was fantastic. He's no A.J. Green, but I loved him. Yeah. He was a showboat. T.O., showboat. You know, they were the showboat players, and they were the flashy dudes. And when they started making money, they were the braggarts, and they were the ones living life, you know, real high on the... They start making money in this league, and they start getting a little name recognition, a little credibility back. Do they go right back to the people they were, or are they now thankful for a second shot
at it? Here's the thing. All it takes is corporate sponsor, and all it takes is a good business model. These players, they could go on and make decent money. If, in fact, they're getting sponsors and they're getting endorsements, if this blows up and they got a good model, they could stand to make, not NFL money.
No.
But they yet. Could, not yet. They can make some good money. And what it's going to do is it's going to give a lot of other people their YouTube moment. You know, remember Journey? Remember they hired that guy to come in and sing because they found him in a karaoke bar like over in like Laos or Cambodia or where he was singing and what's his name? Neil Schoen saw the video.
And he was amazing. He was absolutely amazing. He couldn't speak English very well, but gosh, he could sing like crazy.
So think about all the guys that are out there that have been playing flag football on Sundays or, you know, a 27-year-old kid that maybe got into football later and he never played. Think about all the talent that's out there that could come in and play with guys like Ocho Cinco or get on one of these teams because there's no draft process. There's no college organization yet. It's all new and it's blowing up pretty quick. So there's a lot of undiscovered talent out there, even beyond all the failed football players.
Yeah, well, when you hear about the talent that gets picked for the NFL, MLB, NBA, you know what I mean? It's only the rare few, so there's always going to be a surplus of super talented people that didn't get to go.
It says here that there was an hour-long video that showed last year that launched the game involving Michael Vick and Chad Ochocinco. It's got 2 million views on YouTube, and it says the average person watching on their phone watches this flag football now for about 30 minutes.
Really?
And tons of people are watching this stuff. The Twitter account, it doesn't have a lot of people, but right now it's got 13,000, and they say it's really, really picking up steam. So they're hoping more bad stuff comes from the NFL, and there's more controversy, and more people will go over and watch this. So they're really trying to pick up big stars and get this thing going. I'm not going to say that I like it, but I think it's kind of cool that people are into it. And it's an injury-free version of the sport.
It just interests me because I thought you were on to nothing when you were talking about this a while ago when all this stuff first started coming out and Will Smith was making the movies about it and everything else. I thought, no way. No way does America get rid of NFL, especially with MMA on the rise and all, you know, bare-knuckle boxing coming back and everything else. I thought, nope, they like it a little more hardcore, but I don't think so. I think the point you just made where you get a favorite player gets hurt and you can't watch him play for half the season. That might have a lot to do with this.
Well, and let's look at this part of it, too. Think about all the parents. All the parents now have 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. They can sit home in their little bubble, their bubble-wrapped home in their little, you know, cottage of safety, thinking, oh, my God, you're not going to put the pads on. You're going to go out and play flag football. It's really going to blow up because it's injury-free.
I forgot to ask you, and I always wanted to ask you about this when you would bring it up. Now that your boy's of that age, does he tell you that he's got friends out there that parents aren't letting him play football and do things?
No.
Has it gotten to that level yet?
No, he's never played. I don't know how many football player guys he knows or hangs out with or whatever, but
he's never
played.
Hearing it mentioned or whatever?
No, and his football team where he goes to school is dismal. Yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, but they still take hits.
They still take hits. Do you remember what my analogy was, though, when football went away, when they were going to do it? Remember I told you this was my kooky thought. I thought they were going to make all the football players play on video games.
Yeah.
It would all be virtual based.
Hey, that's not too kooky, considering the way the world's going right now.
Yeah.
Some of them video game players are becoming pros and making millions of dollars.
I know they are.
It's crazy.
So I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever see a Super Bowl Sunday televised with flag football
on TV. Does it get that big?
I don't think so, but I think it can put a big dent in the NFL, or it seems to be putting a small dent right now. I don't know if people care about it.
Huh. It's just interesting. I never thought that was going to take off. To hear it happening is crazy.
We got to do this.
The Dog and Joe Show. On 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, food fight. Next Tuesday, we're going out to the California State Fair to try all the fried, tasty things on sticks and plates and boxes and cups and cones and slushy. So if you want to eat that stuff and you want to hang with us next Tuesday, we'll hook you up with State Fair tickets and hopefully other stuff. 766-9370, food fight. Best out of five questions. They're very easy food-related questions. We give them to you, and if you get the best out of three, we'll get you hooked up.
They're food funny, fight. Too. They are good ones this morning.
So if you want to play, you know, a little bit about food on a Tuesday, 766-9370. Hang on, we'll do it next.